said, in Britain today there are just 9 prototypes, but we're going to see a lot more of them on our roads in future. Top speed is max 20 miles per hour. Average speed, walking speed, with bags of space for kids to play. Price, about £500,000 each. Not your average vehicle. In fact, not a vehicle at all. I'm talking about streets designed for people and cars known as home zones. So what's all the fuss about? This is Oxfordshire, where a proposed home zone covering 72 homes in Abingdon has received government approval. Saxton Road, with its nearby school, was chosen due to its high number of road casualties involving children. But what will the home zones look like? A transport planner from Oxfordshire County Council, Ben Fryer, explains.
You won't see any pavements. It'll just be one level from house front to house front across the street. You will see parking arranged in a more, in a different, not your normal sort of parallel parking to the curb. You may well have groups of cars parked halfway across the road. You might have cars parked as an angle, echelon parking. Different ways of breaking it up.
Is there going to be less parking in home zones?
No, they should be the same. This is important because obviously that's a very sensitive issue. We start taking car parking away, it's not going to go down well, so we've got to be very conscious of that. It's not an exercise in removing car parking, it's just an exercise in rearranging it.
In a sense, home zones are nothing new. One only has to look back to the 18th century mews in London, where there was a shared surface for vehicles, horses, people, and presumably children playing in a slow speed area. A leading academic on home zones is Dr. Graham Smith, who lectures in urban design and architecture at Oxford Brookes University. Graham, where does the modern word home zone come from?
It's said that the word home zone was invented in the mid-80s, I think here in Oxford. It's been claimed, not by me, and this may be true. It's a reasonably good translation, not a very accurate translation, but a reasonably good translation of the Dutch word woonhuis, which means your home in a yard, the yard sort of being farmyard situation. In other words, where you might have animals and farmyard trucks and people at the same time. The Germans use the word Verkehrsberuhigung, which means traffic calming or traffic tranquilizing, I think is the more accurate translation.
So just how many home zones are there?
I think when people were counting, maybe in the end of the 70s, they were talking of, I think, 600 home zones or something. And that didn't just cover a street, that might have covered an area with 20 streets. In most of the old Western Germany, I'm not sure about the old Eastern Germany, and throughout Holland, I doubt you could find many streets that don't have some form of management of the behaviour of traffic.
Given the Dutch and German experience with home zones, has it been a success?
Strictly in safety terms, the Dutch home zones, the first national experimental areas, showed that there was a 55% approximately reduction in the number of road traffic incidents that took place. And the Dutch experiments showed that the calming effect spread out of the original areas, which I think is very interesting and consoling.
Home zones obviously have much to offer for our communities, children and even drivers, but for those looking for the thrill of speed, it's time to look elsewhere than the streets which we call home.